USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street has seen some wild swings in recent weeks. This morning, so far at least, the big swing is in the upward position after government figures show the U.S. added 312,000 jobs in December, far greater than the 180,000 new jobs economists had expected to see in that government report. Since the opening bell, the Dow has gained as much as 600 points, and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have also been higher by about 2%. Another stern warning from Pope Francis to Catholic bishops. Francis says the culture of abuse in the Catholic Church is undercutting the Church's entire credibility. He wrote a letter to church leaders who are attending a spiritual retreat near Chicago this week, advising bishops to stop playing the victim as the Church grapples with the priest sex abuse scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The White House has invited congressional leaders to come in for another round of talks on ending the partial government shutdown, which is now into day 14. Last night, the House approved some Democratic-sponsored funding bills, but they don't include any money for the wall that President Trump wants. So Trump has said he won't sign anything that doesn't include at least $5 billion in such funding. Yesterday, he made a surprise visit to the White House briefing room.
You can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good.
North Korea is warning the U.S. to stop meddling in its affairs with South Korea. An editorial in the North's state-run newspaper says the U.S. does not appear to want to see improvement in relations between the two Koreas. Former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal helping to pay the funeral costs for the 7-year-old girl who was shot and killed in a drive-by shooting in Houston a few days ago. The NBA star and a Houston cop are covering the cost of Jasmine Barnes' funeral next week.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
A comedy daredevil and a musical captain have both passed away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Comedy icon Bob Einstein has died. He's the brother to comedian Albert Brooks. You probably know Einstein better by his alter ego's name, Super Dave Osborne, who is forever doing wacky stunts.
A man who doesn't know the meaning of the word fear.
Oh, me! I only hope it's a man in my hand.
Or the words foolhardy, ill-advised, and far too dangerous.
Bob Super Dave Einstein was 76. Also passing at 76, Daryl Dragon, who was the captain of Captain and Tennille. He was not famous for speaking or singing much on stage, but in his later years he did do some solo touring.
I don't do much singing. All against me. Anyway, I need a. Could you give me a sample of the word thrill real quickly? This is the note. That's really good.
His publicist says his ex-wife and still best friend Tony Tennille was with him when he passed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.